Okay, so Parshas Tzav. So in Parshas Tzav, we have the Parshas Amincha. So the Pasuk says, Kol zohor bivni aroin yochlena chok oilam ledoreisecha mishi Hashem kol asher gabohem akdikdash. So it says here, Kol zohor bivni aroin yochlena. Mashenkin by Chatas, it says, if you pay attention, it doesn't say bivni aroin. It says, number one, by Chatas, it says, number one, it says, Akoyen HaMechate Oisa Yochlena. We don't see why it says Akoyen HaMechate. So it's mashma, there is a mitzvah, the Koyen HaMechate. And then the Pasuk says, Kol Zohar Bakohanim Yochal Oisa Kodesh Kodoshimi. Doesn't say Kol Zohar. Here it says Kol Zohar Bivni Arin. There it says Kol Zohar Kohanim. What's the difference in language? The Baichata says Kohanim. Here it says Bivni Arin. So the Klichemda in the countries at the end of Sefer Bamidbar is just called Miad V'Lidoyres. Quotes the Sifra. The Sifra is called Zohar Bivni Arin Nechlena Chok Oilam L'Doreisechem. Teras Kohanim quotes Chok Oilam L'Beis Oilamim. So first is Beis Olamim, that's why it says, the process repeats, Chokoylam L'Doreisechem, Chokoylam L'Beis Olamim, L'Doreisechem Shenoheg Adov L'Doreis. Meaning it's not only for that generation, Kol Zohar B'Vnei Aaron. The Bible says B'Vnei Aaron, it's not only that generation, it could be generations later. And the question is obvious, if it's Beis Olamim, Zichar has to be L'Doreis. Right, so why did the pasuk Beis Olamim and the Doris? And so he wants to say the following. Now, the pasuk seer says Kol Zohar b'Vnei Aaron, doesn't say Kohanim, he says B'Nei Aaron. So here the Avamina was L'Doreisechem, meaning Chokoyla means you have the Beis Olamim, but maybe it has to be B'Nei Aaron, has to be Meshuchim b'Shem and Hamishcha. Komashma on the pasuk. That the pasuk repeats Chokoylam L'Doreisechem to tell you L'Doreis the Kohanim do it even if they are not Bishuchim B'Shem and Amishim. But then the question goes back and says Oy Bazoi, why does it say B'nei Aaron? Why doesn't it say Kozocha B'Kohanim? It says B'Chatas. Then you don't need a Chokoylam L'Doreisechem. If the Chokoylam L'Doreisechem is only to tell you that you don't need Bishuchim B'Shem and Amishim to eat Chata, to eat Korban Minche, anybody can, any Kohanim can know what you call it. Eat Korba Mincha, why does it say B'vnei Aaron? Why doesn't it say Kol Zohar B'Kohanim? So he wants to say the following. The Klichemda is very important. Klichemda. Klichemda quotes from Revelvel Mivarsha, and it says the following. According to the Mandeama Deron is Kain Pinchas Ad Shehorgo LeZimri. Right? He didn't have Kedushas Kehuna. The question is, what happens then? Can he eat B'Kodesh HaKodoshim? B'Kodesh HaKodoshim Necham L'Kohanim Rivneim V'Ravdeim. The children of the Kohanim eat Chatas. What happens if the child is like, was the case of Pinchas, that he was not this Kadesh B'Kedushas Kehuna, can eat or not? And he says yes, because the Pasuk says B'Nei Aaron. Once you say B'Nei Aaron, once it's B'Nei Aaron, it's fine. But Zokter, that's only Legabe every other Korban. However, legabi the korban, which is korban chatas, you need kedushas kehuna. Why? Because baili moichlim, right? The gemara m'sochem baili moichlim, a kohanim moichlim by baili miskaprim. So the achilas akoyin is a kapora. So vival the achilas a kapora, you need kedushas kehuna to do that. So he says the klichem that's why he says b'nei aron here, b'nei aron because maybe by mincha you don't need it. You don't need to be a Kohen as long as you are B'nei Aaron. Even if you're not, you could askat B'Kedushas Kehuna, there should be enough. And therefore, by Chatas, it says Kohanim, because you need Kedushas Kehuna. But Sheinkim, by Mincha, you don't have. Okay, that's what he wants to say, and that's his Chidush. That's why you need the Pasuk Chokoylam L'Doreisechem, because once he says B'nei Aaron, do that to Achilas Mincha, you need to have Meshuchim B'Shem HaMishcha, meaning only like Kohanim G'dolim, Komash Malam, L'Doreisechem, anybody, any Kohen can do that. So the question is, the Oilam Eser B'Dovid asked L'Kohen as Mashma from the Rambam, from the Klichemda, that there is no Kohanim Oichlim Baili Miskaprim, by Mincha. And Lechol is Mashu, the Gemara, not like that. The Gemara, I think Chavaseh Sashon asks for the Gemara in the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin, Dav Dalet, says that the Chidush is the Kohen need to make Birkas Hamazon, because I would have thought that since the Rachil Asher Ukupar Bohem, the Bailim Uichlim, the Kohen Bailim is Kaprim, so Blaib Dos, Natan Achila, Kamash Malan, that you have to bench, because they had a Noah. But you see, by Mincha Beferush, Kohen Uichlim Bailim is Kaprim. The Gemara in Yevomis also is Mashva, that the reason of Mem, that there is such a thing as Kohanim, Uichlim, Bailim, Miskapri. That's what the Gemara says, the Oshar B'mincha, but by Mincha there is. That's the Ave Mincha. So you see the Beferush, that there is such a thing as Kohanim, Uichlim, Bailim, Miskapri, even by Mincha. If that's the case, why don't you need Kedushas Keuna? The same way that by Chatas you need Kedushas Keuna, here should need also. Now, that's number one. Number one is, according to the Klechem, that what does he do with the Gemara? That Masha, that there is Kuihanim Oichel Bayim Iskan by Mincha. If that is the case, why don't you need to have Kedushas Keuna? Now, with this, you could have answered another Kasha. The Shitas, the Ramban, quotes already the Rambam here, by Mincha, called Minchas Koyen, is called Toktor. You don't eat Minchas Koyen. So the Rambam explains the Moira Devuchim, and the Ramban quotes it, he says, why not? He says, because by Mincha, what are you makrif? You are only makrif the koimetz. So you are makrif the koimetz. So therefore, if a koin would bring a korban, mincha, and he would eat it himself, that's not really a korban. He's not sacrificing anything. He's not giving anything. Right? He's not giving anything. So therefore, he's not doing anything. So therefore, what you call? So therefore, it needs to go ahead, and you believe it's called doctor. So the Olam asks, and the Rishonim, I think the Balaturim asks right here, that doesn't make any sense. Not the Balaturim, the Pirush HaTur. He says, why? Because Oy Bazoi Chatas Oif. The Chatas Oif, any Chatas. Right, Chatas, so not Chatas Oif, Chatas Oif. Chatas Oif, the Kohanim eat, even their own, even though there's only Ritzui Adam, there's only Dam, there's no nothing, they're not Makriv anything. If they're not makriv anything, how can you do it also? How can a korban bring the same issue that the Rambam has by Mincha should have here? Now, if you said before that maybe the by here, the achila is not koyanim uichel balim is kaprim, therefore maybe the kasha is only by Mincha because they are not doing any avoida. Masha'enken, if there is koyanim uichel balim is kaprim, by chatas, therefore even though they eat it, but they're eating beturas mizbeach, that's andesh. But if we say that there is Kuyanim Uichlum Bali Miskam, but Nafal Pikin is not called giving anything because you're eating your own korban, what's that giving this in Chatasoif? Now you could say, like the famous Ibn Ezra holds that Chatasoif and Oila Saoif. The Oila Saoif, because when you bring a behemoth, bring only a Chatas by Mitzvah, when you go ahead and you bring, what you call it, when you bring Bedalus, you bring Chatasoif and Oila Saoif. So why two korbanas if the behemoth is only one? So the Ibn Ezra says, because by a behema, you're makriv the imurim. By oif, chatas oif, there's no imurim. So the imurim is the second bird, which is the oilas oif. So therefore, maybe the kohanim eat chatas oif that they bring themselves, because since they're bringing oilas oif anyway, so oilas oif is a bigger gift, and that's keneged the imurim. But if you don't hold like the Ibn Ezra, so then what's the pshat? Why by chatas oif, there is, according to the Rambam, there's no problem? Masha'enken, by Mincha, there is a problem. And if you hold by both of them, Kohalim, Oichlim, Obailim, Miskaprim, why is there such a difference between the two? So that's question number two. Now, the Meshech Chochma, the Meshech Chochma says a very interesting idea. Says the Meshech Chochma, it says in the Pasuk, V'anoyseres mimena, if you look at the Pasuk by Chatas, the Chatas says, HaKoyena mechate oise yochlena. The Koyen, which is mechate oise yochlena. I mean, the Koyen brings the yochlena. But the by Mincha doesn't say. The Pasuk says, V'anoyseres mimena, meaning what's left over from the koimetz, Yoichlu Arun Bonov. Arun Bonov can eat. Now the person was makrif. Now, even though the Gemara learns not like that, the Gemara says The Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the same Gemara that says that is mashma that there is puyanim uichel banim iskaprim. The Gemara is mashma. That's how Tosfos learns that from the ribuya posuk, there is a mitzvah on the coin that brings it to eat. But the pshat posuk doesn't say that. It says that any coin can eat. So ask bechshachochma. What's the difference? That by chatas the posuk says the one who brings it should eat it. And by mincha is mashma that any coin can eat, even though we learn by drosha that he, the coin that brings it, should eat it. So he says very simple. Why? Because by chatas, there's always an issue that the shail of the minim, what the minim always say, the epicurism always say, one second, it doesn't make sense, chatas. You make an avera and the behemoth suffer and dies for you? This is vicarious death? So therefore, in every korban mincha, you want to make sure that the kohen really feels right about bringing the korban. So therefore, he has to eat it to show that he believes in that korban. Masha'inkin, by mincha, there's nothing killed. It's you're taking a piece of a plant. So therefore, on that, you don't need the kohen who brought it to eat it. You could eat it anyway. So zokter, that's a word. When the post of the kohen brings the chatas, the coin that brings it needs to eat to show that he did the kachatas of the Shem Shamayim. Mash enken by mincha, which there is no such a chash, there is no problem. But oy bazoi, why does the coin that brings it eat it? So then the kasha comes back again. Why does the coin have to eat it, if that is the case? If there is no chash, but the Gemara learns from the ribui that you do have to eat it. The question is why? Okay? So that's the question on the Meshech Chochmah. And the third one is the Klichem that asks on the Noidabir. The Noidabir goes on the Minchas Kolel, on the Minchas Chavitin, that a coin God brings every day and a coin brings only once. There it says also, so he quotes the Pasuk, Koidesh Kodoshim Kaiv, Kozoch Avchreno, the Pasuk says, Chok Oilam Le Doroi Sechem. זה קורבן ארון ובונו, ביום משחות עשיר סעיפה, תררה, על מחז בשם אנטיוס מול מחס. And חוק אוילם, it says the פוסוק, חוק אוילם לשם דוקטור. It says חוק אוילם. So he says, why does he say חוק אוילם here? Right? זוקטר, the reason why, so this is the famous תשובה, that the תשובה in the Nedeb Yehuda is explaining all the places that says this double language, sometimes חוק אוילם לא דורי סייכם. So he says, Chok Oilam, if Chukas Oilam, the Gemara says, if you the learn the Gemara Menachas, that's not all about base, Chuka, where it says Chok Oilam by Minchas Chavitim, Le Oilam Tehe. So the Yehuda, why did the apostle to tell Mechates? If you have a apostle, you should assume that's Le Oilam. Why did the apostle need to stress that's Le Oilam? So there, because I would have thought that only a Kohen HaMashuach Tachtav, only a Kohen with Moshe B'Shem Ben HaMishcha, brings the Minchas Chavitin, that's what the Pasuk need to go out of his day and say, Chok Oilam, to say that the Kohen Gadol that brings it, not only Moshoch B'Shem and Mishcha, but every Kohen Gadol, even if he's Merubim Godim. And that the Klichem that says, Mechtesi. Mechtesi would assume the Minchas Chavitin every day only brings a Kohen Moshoch. What does he have to do the Mishicha with that? Why do you have to do? Okay? So that's the third question. To answer all of this, we want to go into the Lukotei Torah. The Lukotei Torah quotes, the Baal HaTanya quotes, the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, Ze korban aron biyomi Moshe choisoi, says on the korban chavitin, Minchas chavitin, Ze shomar akosa v'yom aleh me'oichel yitze maichel. That by the story of Shimshon, when he had the lion that he tore it and he put honey, he says, me'oichel yitze maichel. The lion is the one that eats all the animals. And Michael, food will come from it. All the animals are food for him, and now he becomes food. Kach Aaron, oichel kol ha-korbonis, he eats all the korbonis. Ve'achshav yitze mimenu korban, and now, not he's always the one who brings the korban for everybody else. He's the mechaper, and now he's bringing korban. The korban mincha. And that is the Tmiya. So the same Tmiya that from the Oichel comes a Maichel is the same thing here. So explains Baal HaTanya, what's the Tmiya? What's the Tmiya? That he, the fact that he brings a korban to everybody, he should not bring a korban for himself. So says the Balatani, if you understand that the korban is when a person eats, a person takes the lower realm of his life, which is animals, which represent the spiritual animals, which is keneged the chayus hakodesh. Those are the spiritual powers that come here. That every plant and every single thing has a malach, and this is the ability to do malach in itzoitzus through tzuras odom that you take it to the higher madrega. Always, the idea of eating means that you are taking something and incorporating into a higher realm. You take it, the animal, which is the chayus hakodesh noisi merkova. And you can be yochol take it to Odom, which is Tzuras Odom, which is Me'al HaMerkova. So eating it, you're incorporating to a higher level. That's why you'll say that today, a person is the Oichal HaBriya. Odom is the one that's Oichal HaBriya, but Odom will become a Meichal, will become a form to incorporate to a higher form into the highest part of his Neshoma, which is the Chaya and Yechida, to incorporate to a higher Madrega. Aaron HaKohen, the one who brings the korbanos, is the keneged Odom Shel Merkava, that he's able to take animals and to be Maile Oisem B'Kedushas Odom. That halah, the korban, is what Aaron does. However, which is interesting, now Aaron, which is the mechaper of the Bria, that's the one that is Maile all the korbanos to Tzuras Odom, he needs a korban also. And the question is, now the question is very good. The same way the animal, the lion, is the one that eats. And now instead of eating, he becoming food to be eaten by something. That in itself is a stira min yobei. Either he has the ability to be maile everything, and that's why he's the oichal abriya. But now if he needs himself a kapor, if he needs himself a helo, how can he be maile everything else? And that the Balatane says, that's the koyach odom. The koyach odom is there are two bechinas. There is the bechina which is the bechinas memale, the bechina which is the cognitive avoider, and on that odom in bechinas das, he's the highest das of all the bria, right? He's the ben das of kol bria, and therefore he can be mile. But there is a madrega that das becomes subsumed into something which is much more experiential, which is the keser. De chochma lenafshecha be keser leroshecha leosid lovi. That's a madrega. That you have to take the das to beyond das. You have to take the ultimate yesh, which is das, and turn it into ayin. The world from yesh, from ayin, we have to take a ayin from yesh. That idea of incorporating is what the Aaron's korban. The Aaron's korban is to tell you that he needs something, that as much das as he has, there is a das which above him, which is the b'chinas asoivim, which is the experiential, that is mevatel all his das. That b'china is the korban chavitin, because if you look at it, shemen represents that hidden koach, which is the koyach hachochma, which is the world of leosid. That is the pure chochma. That's why it's something that brings, that removes shikha. Shikha is a form of misa, because the shemen represents shmini, represents the madrega above das, which can get bina, which is above das. That b'chin above das doesn't forget, because that's the one that there's no cheta misa, that's mitzaken, tikkun cheta etza das. I always say that this is the coin, the sifse coin ishmeru das. Sifse coin is the one, the paskins, that at that time, that's the one of das. That's why they need to, is also to be shtui yain, to be mavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol, like in our parsha. However, he has to realize the b'chinas das, the shlemus das of koyin ishmeru das, the ikar das has to lead to something beyond das, which is represented the shemen, which the shemen is that power ruchni, which is hidden within the grape, which prevents from shikha from happening. That idea of the shemen is that in the korban of mincha, it shows that Aaron HaKohen, as much as the tachlis das to be mile o de bria, he needs a kapor, because he has to take the das to something das. Eventually, is going to be only the component, and it needs to be nisale in something which is lemaila min das. The same Purim to take it to the b'china of losid lovoi, which is the b'china ad de loyoda. that hello from das to loy das is represented that even Aron HaKohen needs a kapora, and the kapora is davka through the mincha. Now that's why I would have thought the mincha, the achilas mincha, that now he needs to become a Michael. He needs a korban that to represent that he himself becomes a Michael. He's not the oichel of the bria. He becomes a Michael to a madriga much higher. Although thought is only a coin which is nistrabe b'shemen amishcha, because shemen amishcha represents that. The chidush is that every coin, even if he's not nistrabe b'shemen amincha, the korban itself represents that. Because that this is the korban that you have to go ahead and mix shemen into it. Chita represents das. That's the chet of Etz Hadas. We know it's chita, according to Madvar Rabbi Yehuda, because the son does not distinguish between Abba ve'ima, actually, Yochel Tam Dogen. So Tam Dogen is the one that creates that friction. Chita is Begimatra 22, which is keneged the verbalization, the koyach dalabes, which means that's the cognitive ability to separate. This is the basic Michael to allow to separate, to create distinction, to create differentiation. Litz by Mincha is nisarev davka with what? Is nisarev davka with shemen. She realized that this mincha has to be bolu, has to be subsumed, has to be connected, has to be processed through shemen, which represent that koach, which is the physical that connects to the spiritual, right? Shemen is the one that becomes light. To turn to that madrega, which is above the cognitive, is a b'china, which is above das, which is represented from the concept of shemen. So the Avamina was, that's why we said, the Rebbe said, was a Avamina, the Koyra Mincha should only eat somebody who has Shemen HaMishcha. Why is that? And the reason is very simple, Minchas Chavitin. Because the Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol, is to show you that you're avoided as much as you're Mesaken, you yourself need a Tikkun. The Shemen, the Mincha is Dogon, which is mixed with oil, which is lemala, the das that leads into keser, the grains that lead into shemen. The avamina was in each shemen amishcha. On your head, you need to represent shemen. Kamashman, the shemen umincha is ganz good enough, that's good enough. So therefore, it's very givaldic. The korb mincha also represents. Mincha represents the what you call the Rishonim already quote that is Daskinim already in Psochim. Mina Mincha Lemaile says Mincha is Lemanach Yoima. Lemanach Yoima is because that's the Zman Leruach Chayoim, which is the voice of Kodesh Baruch Hu is Halak Bagan Leruach Chayoim, because the Chet Etz Hadas was Bishasa Mincha. Shasa Mincha is the time that Odom is the ultimate Ishtadlus. And the avoida is to realize that you have, as much as you do, you have to realize that all your das is really ayin. Das needs to be nis'ale to the b'chinas ha-keser. Dogen has to be nis'ale to b'chinas ha-shemen. Dafka, that's why it's korban mincha, which is keneged tfilas ha-mincha, which is the same way that you go down and you stop everything else and you realize the obiyod ha-shakodesh b'ho. Mimele is givaldik. Korban mincha is taki b'ali mo'koyan mo'ichl b'ali miskaprim. But it's not the Kiddushas Keuna which is Mechaper. It's the fact that you're Bnei Aaron. Nothing to do with it. Not on your doing, it comes Memela, which is the Bechinas of Kolamim. That's why the Bechinas of Koyani, Moichlu, Baili Miskapri, by Mincha, says the Klichemda, on that you don't need Kiddushas Keuna. Because Kiddushas Keuna is Koyin, Sifse Koyin Ishmeru Das. That's the world of Das. Here, Das is that's beyond your Kiddusha. Kiddushosi Lemala Mikdushaschem. Therefore, here you only need Bnei Aaron. You don't need Kiddushas Keuna. And therefore, the Havamina was by Koyin. If he goes and he brings a Korban Mincha, any other korban, even Ochat HaSavif, even though he eats it all, but he is eating it mitzad kedushas keuna. So he's eating mitzad kedushas keuna, but by mincha that there is not eating mitzad kedushas keuna, because kedushas keuna is not maile or moira for mincha, because mincha is always beyond the mincha vahala. Therefore, takev mincha's coin needs to be called toktar, cannot be brought as a regular korban, because otherwise he'll think that he's not even bringing a korban, because he's not doing any avoida. And therefore, that one has to be called toktar. So the way he answers, what if he can chata soif? Yes, chata soif is eating mitzat kedushas keuna, but here kedushas keuna is telling you that the kedusha that he brings is beyond the kedushas keuna. Kedushas keuna is the cognitive b'lamaze. The kedusha here is beyond kedushas keuna. And therefore, since you don't need kedushas keuna, By minchas koin that you bring yourself, you feel that you're actually doing nothing, which is exactly right. So what korban are you bringing? Therefore, it's called toktar. So mimela, you have to understand that here is not kushas keuna, is mitzad b'nei Aaron, and this is the avoida. The avoida is that we in this world do our avoida to reach in the place where there is no avoida. Umalchusoy b'koil mashallah. Malchus leads into memshallah. We live in the world of the halal, which there is a kav, which is our avoida, but our kav is to go ahead and to use the kav as echetimta to go beyond the kav, to the world of circle, that is shove umashve koten vegodol. That's the world that there's no ishtadlus, that's the world of bitochin, that's the world of shemen, which lemala midas, which is the world of keser, which is represented by korban amincha. That's why the korban amincha inaugurates every single kohen, and the kohen god, which is the godol, that's the only one who is the tachlis tzura sodom, he's the one who has to bring a korban every single day to know the tzura sodom. In the end, we need a tikkun of his das to lemala min hadas.